Mecklenburg County Commissioners Tuesday night unanimously approved water quality regulations for the U.S. National Whitewater Center. That follows an Ohio teenager's death this summer from a rare brain infection she contracted after rafting at the center. WFAE's David Borax has more.
The death of Lauren Seitz in June has been linked to an amoeba found in the center's whitewater channel. After her death, the center drained and cleaned the channel, and it installed a new chlorinating system. The amoeba is common in warm lakes and rivers, but chlorine at high enough levels can kill it. However, no state or local regulations governed the center, one of only a few in the country. The new rules require a $500 annual operating permit. To maintain that, the center must test water twice daily and meet minimum chlorine levels, says County Health Director Marcus Plesha.
There will be daily monitoring by the facility of the chlorine levels, and also there will be daily monitoring of water quality and organic accumulation to make sure there's not a lot of buildup of sediment.
County inspectors will visit four times a year to inspect the facility and testing records. The center can be fined up to $500 and shut down if it doesn't meet county standards. Whitewater Center CEO Jeff Wise says the center supports the new rules, which take effect January 1st. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.